ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Kingston Town, the place I long to be.
They're the world's biggest selling reggae group and have sold 100 million albums worldwide. Now British band UB40 have a brand new album out and they're going to be performing in Australia later this year as part of a world tour. I spoke to band member Robin Campbell, who's been with the band the whole time, a little earlier. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
UB40 is the world's top-selling reggae band, but you're from Birmingham in the UK. Tell me about reggae's connection with that city.
Well, it's all we heard when we were growing up. The area that we grew up in Birmingham, was a high immigrant population, and we heard Jamaican music, Jamaican pop music, wherever we went, even before reggae, was formed. We were listening to ska, etc., before reggae happened. And, we were big fans of Jamaican pop music. A lot of my friends were Jamaican, English-born but of Jamaican descent, and we just heard the music everywhere we went. And when reggae happened, that was it. We all fell in love with it, and there was no other music we wanted to play. I mean, we were listening to other musics, but when we formed the band, we only ever talked about playing reggae.
Is it still your favourite musical genre?
Absolutely, yeah.
What is it about reggae? I love reggae, but I know some people don't. What is it about reggae?
I can't tell you. It's just different to everything else, There's nothing like it. It's slow and sexy, and it's got an offbeat. And it's ever since I heard it, in the age of about 13, it just changed the way I listen to music and has informed my musical tastes all my life. Before that, I was listening to sort of R&B and Tamla Motown and English pop. But when reggae happened, that was it for me.
You're one of the rare bands that still got most of the original band members despite making music for 45 years. How have you kept it together and renewed?
We just love doing what we do. I mean, being very successful at it doesn't hurt, obviously, but, we just love doing it. We love recording, we love writing new music, recording new music, and we love to go out on the road and play all the hits that people expect to hear, but also play the brand new stuff, It's a lifestyle that we're very privileged to live, and, we just love it.
What song do you sing that makes people go the craziest?
There's more than one. I'd probably Red Red Wine still.
Red Red Wine, it's up to you. All I can do, I've got memories won't go.
Probably has the loudest, vocal joining, but Can't Help Falling in Love as well. Kingston Town's a massive favourite. It varies very slightly depending on where you are around the world, but generally, the same half dozen songs get the same passionate response everywhere you go.
You've also got a new album out, UB45. I like how you've done that.
You see what we did there?
I did. Reference to how long you've been together, and I like it very much. Tell us about the album.
Well, it's obviously celebratory, and it's an album of two halves. The first seven songs are re-recorded classics, if you like, from the 80s, the fan favourites, the ones that everyone likes to hear, the ones everyone comes to hear. But we re-recorded them because our new vocalist has been with us for the last, 3 years now, Matt Doyle. The thing that fans tell us is how good he sounds singing those songs. So we just thought it'd be a lovely idea to record some of the old songs and, the way he sings them. And it's you know, it's just so that in case you haven't been to a show and you hear the record, you can hear how good he is singing those songs. And of course, the other half of the album is seven brand new recordings. And a couple of those songs were written by Matt Doyle too. So he's bringing a lot to the party.
As a band, you've always challenged issues of inequality and bigotry through your music. Do you continue to tackle those really big social issues on this new album?
Absolutely. The opening track is very much about bigotry and intolerance and racism. We're still banging on about the same things that wind us up, the same things that we're passionate and angry about. And I don't suppose that will ever change, you know. It's not getting any better, so you've got to carry on shouting about it.
Finally, there are 11 musicians in the group, which over the years has included your brothers. What's been the best thing about being part of UB40?
The fact that we took our social circle on the road, you know. We were a gang, and we've always had a kind of gang mentality. Very much a clan, you know, a family of brothers. Not just blood brothers, but I mean, we've grown up together. I've known every member of the band since they were 10 years old or younger. We very much have grown up together, and we stick together because of that, I think. There's very much a camaraderie that existed before the band was formed. So I think that's what's made it easier for us to stick together. We have a mutual respect, and unlike many other bands, we all actually quite like each other.
How did you manage that? It is hard working intensely. No judgment of people who stop liking each other. It's quite an intense relationship, isn't it?
There were a few members that we stopped liking or that stopped liking us, you know. I mean, that's inevitable over that length of time, over a lifetime, you know. But genuinely, the guys that are still there, there's still four of the five surviving original members. And we've had the horn section that we've had for 30 years. We've got new guys, but we keep it in the family. Matt Doyle, our new singer, is nephew of Norman, our percussionist vocalist, who's a founder member. My son, Matt Campbell, is on record and on stage doing backing vocals. So, you know, we like to keep it in the family.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me, Patricia.
That was UB40 band member Robin Campbell. Their Red Red Wine Tour kicks off in Australia in October. They'll be performing in the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And their new album, UB45, get it, is out now. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.